Hey guys, welcome to the 32nd episode of the I Am a Show Off Pod. My name is Karina, K-A-R-I-N-A, and I'm not the show off, but my company is, and that's called Show Off Furniture, which can only be found at showofffurniture.com. It literally just took me like 10 tries to get that right. I don't know why. Bear with me. I know it's been a while. It's been about, I think, a month since I last spoke to you guys. And some things have changed, and I told you subscribe whether it's on the podcast platforms, whether it's on YouTube, because I really don't know when the urge is just gonna strike to do a recording, to do a pod. So if you want to stay up to date, you're gonna have to subscribe. It's the only way. What has changed in the last month? Well, I cut my hair. It was like down to maybe my bosom, and I cut it because I was feeling like the little four sad straggly hairs that I had hanging that were long was kind of like the female version of a guy's comb over. If you don't know what a comb over is, it's kind of like when a guy's basically almost bald, but then they grow like a bunch of hair here, like four little straggly hairs, and then they comb it and it's just barely hanging on. And that's how I felt for years. I was like holding on to these hairs, and I have hair traumas from when I was a kid because I used to get my hair cut really short and I never liked it, and because of that I don't like to cut my hair. And I've been cutting it every 6 weeks, like watching YouTube curly hair videos, and they're like, you know, cut every 6 weeks and it'll grow more, and it was growing, but it was like these four little sad hairs here, and then it was like a lot of more abundant hair on top. And I was like, you know what, the other day I came home from picking up my son at school, I was in the car line and staring at my hair, I was like looking in the mirror like, it's time for these things to go. I know I gotta talk myself into it. And I let him after school. He went and played with some friends. And when we got home, I said hello to everybody, walked into the bathroom, part my hair in the middle, put two little hair ties, and just cut at the shortest point because I had like this layer and then I had another layer. So I cut at the shortest layer. This one I didn't go as short as this layer. So I've got like shorter hairs here, I guess. But I wasn't that brave because then it would have been like up to here, I think, and that was too much. And I just snipped, and as I snipped, as I'm cutting this side, it was like snip, and I'm about to talk myself off the ledge. I'm like, girl, you're gonna be 41 this year, and you know you got some hair traumas, you know you don't like to cut your hair. Talking to myself like I'm my best friend, but it is not enough to know your hair traumas. You have to like deal with them. So knowing it's not enough, deal with them. And that's exactly what I did. As I was cutting, my eyes were getting watery and I was starting to pout when I cut that first one. It was so scary. And I was like, well, there's no going back now. And it was scary, but I'm glad I did it because I feel like now my hair looks more abundant. It doesn't look like I'm holding on to something that never really was, I guess. So physically that's a change. I also, if you've been listening since the beginning, know that I started working out a couple months ago hard in January. So like I had been telling people on my page, on my personal page, like my friends, my Facebook friends, family, like, hey, I lost weight, or no, maybe not I lost weight, like, hey, I'm working out. Maybe a few pictures of like a leg here and there in my garage gym. But then when I finally lost 5 pant sizes, I was like, you know what? I think it's time I took my own horn. And then I want to be realistic, so I don't want to lie. So it was like 5 pant sizes, but then only 2 shirt sizes. So I'm like heavy on top. Not with like boobs, just arms and back, I guess. And so I lost 2 shirt sizes and 5 pant sizes. And I went a total of 17 pounds so far because this is lifting weights. So I'm gaining muscle and that's heavy. And that's another big change. I'm sticking to it. The crazy switch flipped in my head and I've been like sticking to it. And here and there, I cheat. Yesterday was Mother's Day, so my kids spoiled me with food. I don't know why we constantly are told that like food is love, even if it's not verbally, it's just with actions. And I always like to spoil my kids with baked sweets and things like that on their birthday or on their special days, and they do the same with me. So my oldest mom made me breakfast in bed, and then my middle daughter baked cupcakes. I asked for vanilla cupcakes with vanilla icing. It was like, nom, 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 nom. And then we had like Spanish food for dinner. I didn't cook, so my husband bought because he worked yesterday. And I just ate a lot. Like, I tossed and turned all night. It was just, I felt like I was sweating grease and like icing. It's really gross. But I have my dates. And Cinco de Mayo, I cheated too because I had one drink, vodka water, because it's the lesser of the calories. And I had something with shrimp in it, but it was still like rice, beans, cheese, all the deliciousness that is Mexican food. And before that, I think I've cheated maybe sporadically and not a lot. So I've been really good, and I feel like the inches are definitely melting off. So that's another change. What else has happened? DMX passed away. If you know me, you know that I'm from Yonkers. Forever and ever, always YO. And DMX's passing hit me hard. Hit me like someone that I personally knew, which I did not at all. But being that he was from my hometown and like right down the block from where I lived as an adult, it's like a staple. He's like a staple of Yonkers and will always be. And that was crazy. It's just 50, I believe. And as the years creep up on me and my babe, my hubby, my husband, it's like, wow, he died at 50. He was young. Like, I remember being 16 and say, oh, somebody died at 50. They lived their whole life. Now it's like, they still had like a whole second part of their life to go, and that sucked. Sucked to see. What else has changed with me personally? My oldest, if you know me, again, I will say, if you have not listened from the beginning, I suggest you go back and kind of pick, like, so you can know who I am and what I'm about. My oldest, I have three children. My oldest was 18 and special needs, was accepted into a Florida college. I'm very excited, a university. And she applied to multiple schools, but the other said no. One said yes, and I'm excited for her because if you are a caretaker, a mom, a whatever, a caretaker of a special needs child, you know that as much as there are programs for these children, as they get older, the programs diminish. And you really gotta fight for your kid, man. Like, you gotta be an advocate. And if you got soft skin, it's not gonna work. I have been saying since she was in middle school that she's going to college, and they would just look at me like, this lady's crazy. Well, then I'll be crazy. I'll be crazy, and I will push her, and I will ride her the whole way to her potential. And that's exactly what we've done. And she's gonna be going, oh, she's not going away to college, but she will be going, taking college courses online, because she's for now epileptic. We're working on it with meds, and it's been going on since she was about 10. And I think we're, knock on wood, getting there where we can soon say she is seizure free. And once that happens, I think she will be able to go away. She's always learning, and she just learns at a slower rate. So even if she was not epileptic right now, I wouldn't send her away because emotionally she's not ready, but she'll get there. And so as a special needs mom, it's very exciting in my heart and in my head to know that my kid will be taking college courses. I might have mentioned it in the last episode. It's been so long, I don't know. What else has changed before I tell you about the business? I think that's it. Got my hair, lost some weight. My kid got into school. There's like 3 weeks before summer vacation. That means the kids will be home all day, every day, saying, "Mommy, I'm bored. Mommy, can I be with some friends?" Just like there's no COVID. Like, let's just keep going. Like, there's no COVID, I guess. And forget the mommy's trying to like run a business from home. I didn't realize that I need a Bluetooth because, like, I'm on the phone. I'll use this phone that I'm recording the vocals on. Like, I can't be like this all day and like typing. It's English. So I realized that I definitely gotta get like a Bluetooth piece. And I don't want to, but I want to get like a headset because then like unzhuzhes my hair. I still have to do like video calls and things like that. So if you guys know like a really good noise canceling Bluetooth earpiece, let me know. I've searched and there's plenty of good reviews, but I'd like to hear from one of you guys if you've used one, that'd be great. Okay. Now that I've caught you up with my madness, let's talk about my business. Woo-hoo! That's what we're here for. At least that's what I hope you're here for. So shawfurniture.com. See how my voice got higher and everything because I get excited talking about it. We've added a lot new stuff, a lot more stuff. I feel like I've added enough rugs to provide a hearty selection depending on your style and your color preference and your texture preference and your pile height preference. But if there's anything there that you guys are like, okay, I'm looking for this type of rug that I really don't see on your site, always hit me up, let me know. I'm always searching for new suppliers, new vendors, and always wanting to add new things. I've been trying to keep it up to date as much as possible. I continue to hire freelancers for one thing or another, so that's always a thing. I had to submit for my business taxes for the first time. And that was like, oh, my accountant was like, I'll make this easy. If you have a detailed spreadsheet, I'll help you do. And of course, I did. Very detailed from the very beginning, every dollar, every cent, every penny. So that was done and done. I don't know why that's nerve-wracking. It really shouldn't be. I'm really good at keeping, or so I think. I think if you ask, babe, is she good at keeping work? And he's like, I think I'm gonna say, since he's not here to contradict, that I am very good at keeping records, even if I, at the end of the day, am like going through receipts, like receipt box, or going through emails, or going through my online bank account statement so I can see like what I spend what on. And then my kids start getting creative. Like, we have a Shiba Inu called Arepa. And one of my kids was saying, my middle child was saying that we could say she is security for the business and write her off. She's the worst, not security, but like not security. Whether she knows you or not, she's gonna rip your freaking head off. So like, I don't know if that's good, bad, or in between. But ain't nobody coming in this house without us knowing or without her ripping your head off. It's just what it is. And we like trying to figure out like, okay, talking to my accountant, like what's tax deductible? Because of course you're starting a business, like you want to get back as much money as possible, obviously in the legalist 12 ways. But like if I have to buy a hair product, because I'm doing these videos for marketing, is that considered a tax write-off? I didn't do that this year, but it's like, do I do it for next year? Like, I don't know. So it's those little things. And my accountant is great. Like, I can always like ask him, but I feel like he's like, really? I think you're fishing. And let me fish, yo. Can I fish? So yeah, speaking of my hair again, it's really looking fabulous, and that's the why I decided to do this video, because I turned my lights on my vanity here, and I'm like, let me just slap on some cover up. But with the light, I was like, I don't need no cover up today, even though I didn't sleep good. I slapped on a little bit of mascara. I have like four eyelashes, so slapped on like a little bit of mascara, but you can't tell, and some lip gloss. Didn't use any concealer. I did give myself a facial on Saturday, which I don't do like conventional facials. I know I'm like veering off completely. I know. Just let me be. It's fine. I thought put like Elmer's glue on my face, like the ultimate in my mind. Bior little. They used to have the little strips. Okay, I have a beautiful round nose because of my beautiful ethnicity. And my nose is not conducive to these Vuer strips. Vuer strips are more for like pointy nose people, I guess. Once all this beautiful roundness gets on the strip, nine sticks on. So years ago, I saw somebody say that they were using Elmer's glue, let it dry and peel. So I would use it like a strip, and slowly but surely that turned into like a whole face thing, and it just peeled my whole face off. And then I did what was it? Honey and Himalayan salt, which my little child again is like, that's bad for you. It's cutting micro tears in your skin. Okay, I won't do it again. Fine. Then I honey and salt. It just kind of took a layer of skin off of my face. And voila! Glowy skin. No filter needed. Yay. Anyway, then my hair found this really cute product, which I'm not gonna plug because. Or should I plug? You know, I'm gonna plug it. Unplug it because it is a family-owned business and there's no chemicals in it. It's called Melanin Hair Products or Melanin Hair Care Products. All I have on is the leave-in conditioner. That's it. And I woke up this morning, my hair was in a bun, and I wet it with a spray bottle, dollar store spray bottle, put the conditioner and took my. I have the brush from, it's called Pattern from, the lady, the mom from Blackish, Diana Ross's daughter, Tracee Ellis Ross. Phew. Tracee Ellis Ross, her brush from her brand Pattern. I have her brush. I completely slicked it back after I put the conditioner on it. Really like 6 pumps of conditioner. Slicked it all back. Looked like a mullet. Let it dry. Then I just zhuzhed it. Push it to the side, two bobby pins, that's it. And I love it. Anyway, back to Shaw Furniture. So we've added a lot of rugs and I've tried to color coordinate them. I'm pretty sure I told you that before. I feel like rugs sell a little bit better. I feel like my customer base, which is California and Texas, they are more inclined to buy a rug. You're not gonna, they know it's not gonna break during during travel, during delivery, so it's easier. So I'm trying to have like a wide selection. As far as the furniture, there is a furniture shortage, I guess I could say, from a lot of suppliers because of the pandemic. It's set back a lot of companies. I'm not the only one. And we're kind of struggling to make sure that there is inventory, so I'm trying to do my best. What my strategy has been in the last couple of weeks is that yes, I do have high-end furniture, but I'm also bringing in a lower price points because I want you to be able to say, oh my gosh, I really like these Palisade dining chairs. They're set of two for $13.99, but if I can't afford it, like what else can I get? Okay, you can't afford that. Well, guess what? I also have these Elise dining chairs set of two for $3.49. I'm just looking at my website right now as I tell you, which is because there's no way I was gonna remember I said from the top of my head. And if you're like, oh man, that's still too high. Okay, well, I might have something else as I quickly scan. So I try to have something for everybody. If you can't do the $13.99 price point, maybe the $3.49 works better for you. And it's something that I would put in my own home. So I'm not gonna sell you something that I myself personally wouldn't say, oh, this will look nice in my home. You can always, the way that I shop for clothes really is high end, low end. So I might have, I don't know, a pair of Christian Louboutin heels one day with a express dress, right? So high low. And that's the same way that I shop for my furniture at home and for the website. So okay, let's do higher end maybe a rug, lower end chairs, a higher end table, or any of combination, maybe low end table, high chair, or low end table and chair, high end tabletop accessory. Because I feel like that's normal. I'm not sure if that's not how everyone shops. If it's not, let me know. I would love to hear how you shop. Do you shop high, low end and make it look cohesively high end that way? Or do you just shop all the way high end? Or do you shop all the way low end? That'd be interesting to know. So that's in the dining. As far as in the living room, I try to do, see, it's hard. I'm gonna tell you why it's hard. because I don't want to send you or make available, let's say, a couch that isn't going to ship well. So I'm looking for a merchandise that ships well. I can't go ahead and send you a reclining couch, 8-seater. And then remember, I don't charge you guys shipping. I eat the shipping fee. So I'm not about to pay your freaking $8,000 shipping fee. Like, hello? Like, I can't. So I'm trying to find pieces that are shippable, are not gonna kill me in my pocket, and still, I guess, fashionable and that are doable for you guys. So I'm struggling. I'm not gonna lie. So like, there's a sofa called the Janelle Sofa Bed, $549, low end. But then if you can do high end, there's the Hollis Lounger, which is $19.99. So that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out low high end for you guys as well. I'm sourcing new vendors as always. I'm looking for a good pillow vendor, guys. If you know a good pillow vendor, I don't want a bunch of shag pillows. Like, don't tell me there's a shag pillow vendor. I don't want that. But I'm looking for a pillow vendor, so if anyone knows anyone, let me know. I'm always willing to meet new people or give new suppliers a try. Help me and I help you. That's how it works. Tabletop accessories. I'm also looking for new vendors, but I try to do like what I can. Like the Lila Lantern set, that's been a big hit. It's a set of two for $5.59. That's pretty freaking good. And the people that have ordered it, my customers are really happy with it. So that's definitely a like win there. Not expensive. As soon as I saw it from my supplier, I was like, I gotta have it. I have to offer that to my customers. And I was right. But I'm always looking for new things. So if you guys see anything, always let me know. Or if there's a particular style, I guess, that you're looking for and I don't offer it, let me know. We if you listen from the beginning, you know I have a problem with the we. I, instead of saying we, I feel like I'm part of a giant group. Oh, my family. It's the best group. No, when it comes to the business, it's really me. I have been trying to keep the blog up to date. So the last blog post went up. It's about mothers, I guess, for like Mother's Day. Yeah. That was this month. What are you in May? No, I might have gone up like 2 weeks ago. And I'm gonna try to do another one for June for dads. Babe complains that there's not enough catering to dads for Father's Day. I'm like, what else? You get what you get, and you don't get upset. Kidding, I love you, babe. We always try to make him feel special. But as far as marketing, there isn't a lot of things for dads, and I think that's what we're gonna talk about on the next post, the blog post. So try to keep up to date. So far, we have only four blog posts, but I'm gonna try to stay consistent. So you can always catch up with us there. You can catch up with I guess it's called the vlog, what I'm doing. That's fine too. Or if you're still listening on podcast platforms, so you're just listening to me, not watching, I guess that wouldn't be a vlog for you, just a podcast. I don't know. You guys know I'm all over the place. I talk about one thing, I talk about another. I'm kind of cooped up some days, not cooped up the other days. Oh, let me tell you what I found. Speaking of all over the place, dude, soy CBD infused candles, 80% great for 80% infused with CBD oils, great for relaxation. Throw a candle on, jump in the shower. They're like, great for some yoga or some meditation when you're done. I guess meditation, not yoga, because then you would get sweaty again. Meditation. Just saying. Just want to throw that out there for entrepreneurs or anybody starting a business or any stressed out parents. CBD soy, so I guess soy CBD infused candles. Hello. So yeah, we've added new things to the website, showofffurniture.com, show off and then furniture. It's three F's, showofffurniture.com. Check it out, tell your friends, shop the website, all these things. And this is me. I started the website, I'm running the website, I have a family. I do the whole pickup at school, drop off at school, make lunches, make dinner, clean the house. Well, we have help cleaning the house now. It's a big win. I can't do everything. But other than that, I do everything else, and it is a lot, and it is scary, and I feel like some days, like I'm so old, I'm gonna be 41 starting over in a business that's super scary, but we're getting there, we're trucking, we're getting along, and I have plans to go to fall market in October. Yay! Under the Show Off Furniture name, not working for nobody else. Hello. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see people when I go on my little Show Off Furniture badge for market. And we just keep trucking along, guys. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I hope you enjoyed my rambling. And that's it. Thanks for listening, guys. I know that. What is it? What is it that I know? I know that time is a precious commodity, and I appreciate you spending some on me. Tell your friends about the podcast, the vlog, the website, shop it, showofffurniture.com. Message me, let me know what you think of my vlog, of my podcast, of my assortment, of anything else that might be on your mind. If you're looking for something that I don't have, let me know. I can always try and search and try to help you or steer you in the right direction. I'm here to help. I'm here to serve. I'm here to make the shopping experience easy and fun. And that's it. 7 days a week. The number is, I guess I should know that, right? What is the number? 754-715-0719. We are open 7 days a week. showofffurniture.com. Tell your friends, tell your family, share the website, shop it, create wish lists, share them with your spouse. Father's Day is coming along. Hey, dads. Hey, dads. No, not like that. Dads, make a wish list, send it to your girls, your wives, your baby mamas of new furniture that you might like. I'm here to help expedite everything. Also follow us on social media. The handle is Show Off Furniture. Like the website everywhere except for Twitter, where it's just Show Off and then Fern, but still 3 F's, Show Off and then Fern. But we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, what else? LinkedIn, House, Pinterest. Try to make my presence known. I came here to slay, not play. Till next time, guys. May we all have peace of mind and be at peace in our hearts. Because what else is there, right? Bye.